This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Just into us, the battle among squabbling Republicans has just taken a new turn as the House GOP whip, the number two Republican leader in the House, Steve Scalise, calls for booting the number three Republican leader, Liz Cheney, from her high-ranking position. Congresswoman Cheney is angering Republicans after blasting former President Trump's false claim that the 2020 presidential election was stolen. Is President Biden's goal of having 70% of adults vaccinated with at least one COVID shot by July 4th realistic? His chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, calls it ambitious, but says we shouldn't get stuck on the numbers.
Let's just get as many people vaccinated as we possibly can, as quickly as we can, and setting a 70% goal of adults with one shot by the 4th of July is an ambitious but nonetheless attainable goal.
Dr. Fauci on the Today Show, the lead author of a new CDC report on the declining birth rate in the U.S., calls it striking. The birth rate fell 4% last year, the largest single-year drop in nearly 50 years. The AP's Julie Walker.
The U.S. once was among only a few developed countries with a fertility rate that ensured each generation had enough children to replace it. About a dozen years ago, the estimated rate was 2.1 kids per U.S. woman, but it's been sliding and last year dropped to about 1.6, the lowest rate on record.
Three people have died in the severe weather that slammed the South this week. A tree hit Marilyn Clark's home in Jackson, Mississippi.
I could see all the debris coming across that window in the dining room. And by the time I got to the foyer, all the destruction, I heard it.
She talked to WBLT-TV. This is AP News. A Holocaust survivor who testified at Nazi Commander Adolf Eichmann's trial has died. The AP's Mike Gracia reports.
Joseph Zalman Kleinman, a Holocaust survivor who testified against Adolf Eichmann at the Nazi commander's trial, died Tuesday, according to Israeli media. He was 91. Kleinman was one of fewer than 180,000 Holocaust survivors remaining in Israel. Born in Slovakia in January 1930, Kleinman and his family were deported by Nazi Germany to the camp at Auschwitz-Birkenau in 1944. His father, mother, and sister were killed at Auschwitz. After the war, Kleinman emigrated to Israel. Eichmann, one of the architects of the Holocaust, was captured by Israeli Mossad agents in Argentina in 1960. Put on trial in Jerusalem in 1961, Eichmann was found guilty of crimes against humanity, crimes against the Jewish people, and war crimes, and executed the following year. I'm Mike Gracia.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.